Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit go.vikingcapllc.com/best. That's go.vikingcapllc.com/best to get started today. Did you know that within a decade, women will hold $30 trillion in investable assets? Yet somehow, only 19% of women reported feeling confident in selecting investments that align with their long-term goals. Our friends at InvestHer are out to change that. InvestHerCon is the number one premier conference for women in real estate, and it's happening June 2nd through the 4th in Austin, Texas. InvestHerCon is not just another real estate conference. It's a transformational experience focused on real estate investing, business strategies, and self-care tactics, all designed to help women take control of their financial futures. Gain the knowledge and skills you need to grow your portfolio and build a sustainable business, all while connecting with over 500 women who are playing at the same level. To learn more and to get your tickets, visit InvestHerCon.com today and use the code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket. That's InvestHer, HERCon.com, promo code 100BESTEVER to get $100 off your ticket.
Start with your why. In any transaction, when you're dealing with a seller or dealing with a buyer, just find out what is their big why. Why do they want to sell this property?
Before we get into today's episode, I want to offer you a free service and a free gift. Yes, a free gift. You're a loyal Best Ever listener. You deserve free gifts. And it's from our Best Ever partner, Secure Pay One, the landlord helper. So are you a landlord or investor who's self-managing? Well, if you're self-managing, is that the best way to scale your business? And are you fulfilled by self-managing, or would you rather be doing other stuff with your time? Like, I don't know, scaling your business, scaling your portfolio, making more money, bringing more rentals, rental income coming in because you're acquiring more properties. If you want to scale, if you're not getting fulfilled by self-managing, then here comes the free service, here comes the free gift. Linda Liberatore, you know her, episode 714, I interviewed her about her best ever advice, talked to her about her company, which is the solution to your problem, Secure Pay One, the landlord helper. They handle the phone calls, they handle the rent collections, they handle late payment reminders, they handle the lease violation notices, everything from the text messages, reminders, all the way to collecting the ACH payments. Linda's team will help you scale your business, whether you got 500 units or even a handful of units. Go to mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. That's mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. They're going to give you a free 30-minute goal strategy session. They'll give you free setup and the first 30 days free. mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Again, if you are self-managing and you're not fulfilled by self-managing, and you agree that there's a better way to scale your business, scale your investments, then go to mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Take Linda and her team up on their generous offer of giving you a trial and a strategy session to see if it's right for you. mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Best ever listeners, welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any fluff. With us today, Tambi Becca. How you doing, Tambi?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Joe, for having me today.
My pleasure. Nice to have you on the show. A little bit about Tambi. She is the founder of Real Estate Real Riches, which is an education platform for individuals in Africa to invest in real estate. She came to Canada, where she currently resides, from Zimbabwe with $5 in her pocket. And she is the CEO and real estate investor at Infinity Housing Solutions as well. With that being said, do you want to give the Best Ever listeners a little bit more about your background and your current focus?
Yes. Hello, Best Ever listeners. I hope this will be the best ever show for you. I came to Canada, as you said, in 2001, and I trained as a registered nurse. However, during that time, I realized that I wanted some financial freedom, and I also wanted some time to spend with my children. And I started investing in real estate in 2008. When I started as buy and hold, basically buying properties for long term. And I realized that wasn't going to give me what I needed quite fast. So I transitioned into what they call rent to owns and agreements for sale.
Are you doing rents to own now?
Yes, I do mainly rent to own and agreements for sale, which is seller financing, I believe it's known in the U.S.
Okay. And what is it called in Canada?
Agreements for sale.
Agreements for sale. Okay, cool. You're from Zimbabwe, right?
Yes.
What is the program that you have? Do you have something with people who live in Zimbabwe to help invest in real estate?
Yes. So what I have is a training platform where I help people in Africa to find out how to get properties with no money down. Mm-hmm. So using seller financing, which is also agreement for sale, as I said, because what I found, there's not many banks in Africa and people would just stay forever until they're 70 years old before they even own their first home trying to save money. And most of the banks, even if they are banks, do not qualify easily as you would anywhere else in the world. So that's when I realized that there was a need. There was that gap where we could bridge between the financing gap between individuals who are selling and individuals who need to buy a home.
Let's talk about the last agreements for sale / seller financing deal that you did. Can you tell us the numbers on it?
Yes, it's actually one I'm working on right now. It's 3 properties, all with one seller. And this is in Canada. The seller needs $182,000 per property about for a townhouse, and he wants really no money down. All he wants me to pay him is there's one which is listed with an agent, and he wants agent fees for that one, which is going to be about $20,000. It rents for about $1,400 in the area. Currently, the mortgage is $600 a month, and condo fees are about $300. So I will be cash flowing probably about $400 a month, and I'm not putting any of my money.
So you got a seller who has 3 properties, each of them $182,000, and he's agreed to sell them to you for no money down. And what type of financing terms do you give him?
I'm taking over the mortgage from the bank. So he has a mortgage already at the bank. So basically, I am getting in and taking over the mortgage. The mortgage expires. He's agreed to extend it for another 3 years. So we have a 5-year term, really, with that mortgage. So I'll be taking over the mortgage, the property taxes, the interest, and the insurance, and just getting into this property.
And why is this a good deal for him?
Because he just wants to get out of property. He's tired of dealing with tenants.
But why wouldn't he sell them traditionally? Because is there no equity in the deal?
There is equity. There's about $25,000 in each property. But once you pay the realtor fees and you pay all these legal fees and you pay the cancellation fees for your mortgage, he really is going to walk out with nothing. So this is a good benefit for him that at least he doesn't have to go through the pain of trying to sell it. And the market is not great right now in Edmonton. This is a property in Edmonton. The market is not that great for him to sell. It will stay for 6 months without getting a buyer right now. So this is a fast way for him to let the property go.
And how do you give him the confidence that you will pay the mortgage in particular so that he doesn't get foreclosed on and hurt his credit?
Our company is a reputable company. We've been doing this for a long time. So that also gives us the confidence and gives anybody a confidence. But even then, we do have an agreement with the lawyer. So this is all, we don't just sign in the backyard. We sign it in front of the lawyer. We have an agreement which obliges me to do this. And if I don't do this, he could go after me and sue me.
Okay. And that is for all 3 properties?
For all the 3 properties.
That you're doing it.
Yes.
How'd you come across him?
He calls me from my website. I have a website which I haven't advertised forever. And I just got a call a couple of weeks ago, and he actually said, I only have one property and I need to sell it because I'm tired of managing the tenants and it's empty right now. Then as I got to know him more, I found out that he actually has three. And then he was willing to let me take three as a package.
What is his situation where he doesn't want to just continue to sit on these properties? What's the life circumstance?
He's tired. You know, as an investor, sometimes, especially if you buy without the right fundamentals, it is easy to get tired, especially if you do not have the right training of what kind of tenants to put into your property. You get all these tenants who come and trash the place, and then you clean it up, and then you get another tenant comes and trashes the place, and you clean it up. So without the good knowledge and without the basic foundation of where you're going to go, it's easy to burn out and it's easy to get tired. That's why you need a solid foundation in real estate and solid education to be able to screen your tenants properly. So probably what has happened with him is he's just had all these tenants come in, trash the place and leave, come in, trash the place and leave. And this property is newly renovated. Like, he just renovated them and he didn't put anyone in them. He probably just decided, I do not want to deal with a tenant anymore. I am just exhausted with this and I want out.
Wow, what a find. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Tell us about your least favorite deal that you've done.
It's the first property I ever bought in 2008. I bought it because it was pretty. I didn't look at the numbers and I didn't screen the tenants. I didn't know anything about screening the tenants. So I just got it and said, oh yeah, I got a property and somebody's looking for a place to rent, you're in. What happened is those tenants stayed with me for 5 years and I never did any checks. I didn't know that you're supposed to go check the property. And after 5 years, I went in because they started not paying rent and I kept giving them longer and longer periods to extend. I think it was after 6 months of not paying rent, I went in and the place was a mess.
How so?
I'll tell you, it's funny because when I went in, Joe, I went in with a potential renter. So I advertised it to say, oh, I have another property if you want to come and see, before even looking at this property. And first of all, you come by the door, there's garbage everywhere, like garbage. I'm like, oh, this is embarrassing. Maybe I should clean up the garbage real quick before these other potential tenants come in. As soon as I finish cleaning up the garbage, the potential tenants come in and I open the door and this smell, I can never get rid of it even up to now. It hits me. Oh, I can smell it just talking about it. It just hits me in the face. And I didn't know what it was, but it turns out that it was when you have many cats and they just pee in the house for 5 years, it really gets in a mess.
Yep.
The smell was so bad. We had to rip out everything. So I learned a lot.
Yeah, I've been in a similar situation when we were doing due diligence on an apartment community and there was a hoarder who had just stuff stacked to the ceiling in some cases. And not only did they have cat pee and poop everywhere, but they had dead cats, two of them, that had been decomposing in the closet. I mean, it was just a terrible, horrific scene. And the smell, holy moly. The inspector would not go in there until he got a hazmat suit. And he literally was in a marshmallow suit with the visor and the headgear and everything whenever he went in to inspect it.
Wow. That's probably your best deal.
We did end up buying it, but they had to get it fixed before we ended up closing. So this 2008 pretty property, how much did you buy it for?
$285,000.
And where'd you end up with it?
I still own it up to now, and I'll tell you what it's worth, $240,000.
Ah, yep. It happens sometimes, huh?
Yeah, and I have put in at least $10,000 in that property. And so, as I said, I just bought because I heard that if you invest in real estate, you can be successful, and I just didn't think of the fundamentals.
Mm-hmm. How do you run the numbers now when you look at a deal?
I calculate basically what the mortgage is going to be and everything. And when I calculate my mortgage, I put in a buffer because we know that interest rates go up and down, right? So right now, our interest rates in Canada are very low, about 2.5%. But now...
2.5%?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man. Lucky you.
Yes. So when I calculate a property, I don't calculate with 2.5. I calculate with 5%. I put in a buffer for that because I know they'll go up. And then I add in the property management, which is something I never used to do before. So I add in the property management, the vacancy rate, which I calculate for 1 month's rent, which is 8%. Vacancy rate and maintenance fees because the property needs to be maintained. And I usually put 10% for maintenance fees.
Mm-hmm.
So I add in all those as a buffer. Not that it's going to happen, but just in case it happens, I have some money in the bank.
With the interest rates being as low as they are, and then you projecting 5%, why are you projecting 5% unless you're doing a variable versus a fixed interest rate on your properties?
I try to go variable as much as I can.
Oh, really? Why?
Yes. Because long-term and research has shown that when you go variable, at the end of the day, usually not just in a year, but over 25 years or even, you actually make more money than when you go fixed. And I also like the fact that I don't have to be tied down to if I have to get rid of the mortgage or cancel the property.
Yeah, I remember interviewing someone, I forget the interview who it was, but he talked about how it does make sense to do variable interest rates in certain scenarios. And it's interesting that you're doing it in every scenario when you can.
Especially right now with the way the economy was, the rates were so low, it would make sense to do variable. But having said that, I do have a lock-in where I say if I start them creeping up, sometimes I could lock in. But usually I try to go variable.
Do you find that you're at a competitive disadvantage sometimes when you're making offers on properties and you're running the numbers in this way where you're doubling the interest rate and others probably are not running the numbers that way, therefore they might be able to pay more?
Yes, I do, but it makes me sleep at night. For me, the most important thing is having sleep at night and spending time with my children. And what I found is, especially with the first property where I just assumed things are going to stay constant, condo fees will never go up, I found myself being stressed, not even being able to pay a property manager because I don't even have the money to pay a property manager up front. So I would rather have a big buffer than have less.
What is your best real estate investing advice ever?
Start with your why. In any transaction, when you're dealing with a seller or dealing with a buyer, just find out what is their big why. Why do they want to sell this property? Instead of focusing on the financial aspect, you'll be surprised how much you can get in a deal when you focus on the why.
Can you tell us a story of when you have focused on the why and it has helped the transaction?
This property of land, 10-acre land, which I made an offer on, and it was $450,000. And the realtor had listed this land, and he kept saying, oh, the seller wants the money, the seller wants the money. Then I asked if I could meet with the seller, and I spoke to the seller, and I asked him, so what do you need the money for? And he says, no, I just want to put it in the bank account. Then I explained to him that you do realize that when you take this money up front and you put it in the bank account, you're going to be dinged with capital gains, and also you're going to be getting very little interest. And what happened is I gave him options to say, well, maybe what I could do is I could give you just a little bit upfront and then pay you over a certain number of years. That way you don't have to pay that much in capital gains. And that seller was so happy and I ended up getting the deal.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That should be in everyone's toolkit. That's for sure. Regardless of what type of deal we're working on, we should always have that conversation.
Exactly.
Now, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Yes.
Okay, let's do it. First, a quick word from our best ever partners. Are you an investor who self-manages, talks to your residents, collects checks, and handles all the day-to-day tasks? Well, there's a better way, best ever listener, and guess what? That better way is Secure Pay One. Secure Pay One, the landlord helper, will have conversations over the phone with your residents whenever there's an issue, and the residents can pay you directly. So schedule your free trial and 30-minute session today at mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. That's mylandlordhelper.com/Joe. Ready to bring your real estate investing dreams to life? Learn how to get focused, gain momentum, and the proven roadmap to make it happen with the Time for Investing Masterclass. Doors for enrollment are now open. Reserve your spot today with Neva at Neva, N-E-V-A, at timeforinvesting.com. Best ever book you've read?
The One Thing.
Best ever deal you've done?
I guess the three deals I just spoke about, the agreement for sale deal.
Mm-hmm. What's a mistake that you haven't mentioned so far that you've made on a deal that comes to mind?
Using emotions when dealing with tenants.
Best ever way you like to give back?
Teaching other people how to invest in real estate.
And where can the best ever listeners get in touch with you?
Real Estate Real Riches.
And that will be in the show notes page so that best ever listeners, you can click on the link and check out her website. Tambi, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing your experience starting from scratch, coming from Zimbabwe to Canada. Started out as a registered nurse and then decided that you wanted to focus more on long-term wealth and spending your time how you want to spend it. And then the properties, the three properties that you're working on right now with the seller who is just tired and wants to get away from the deals, and the value exchange that each of you are providing. More so, he's providing to you than you're providing to him. But I think if we were to ask him, he would say you're providing a lot of value to you because it's a peace of mind. And also talking about the agreement with the lawyers that you have in place so that he could come after you if you don't adhere to what you said you would do. And that's an important part. I'm glad that you mentioned that. Because when people hear that story initially, at least, I think, well, what's the catch? And so it is drafted up and there is some repercussions if you don't live up to what you will be doing. And then also the 2008 pretty property that stunk really bad after 5 years of tenants living there and lessons learned. And then how you run the numbers now with the interest rate padding, the vacancy, the maintenance fees, and start with the why question that you want to know for every transaction. Why are they selling? And you gave the wonderful story of how you're able to work yourself into a deal with a little upfront and money over a period of time versus more money upfront at once. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Joe. You have a great day too.
Ready to bring your real estate investing dreams to life? Learn how to get focused, gain momentum, and the proven roadmap to make it happen with the Time for Investing Masterclass. Doors for enrollment are now open. Reserve your spot today with Neva at Neva, N-E-V-A, at timeforinvesting.com.